Christ, the perfect pattern for youth. May 4. He was industrious. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9:4. The life of Christ demonstrates to all youth that a life of industry and obedience is favorable to the formation of good moral character. Firm principles, strength of purpose, sound knowledge, and high spiritual attainments. Most of the youth of the present day cherish a love for exciting amusements which is unfavorable for high attainments in mental culture and for physical strength. The mind is not kept in a calm, healthful state for thought. That is, much of the time, under excitement. In short, is intoxicated with the amusement it craves, which renders it incapable of close application, reflection, and study. The young who do not cherish a respect for their parents and a love to make themselves useful cannot enjoy real pleasure. The love of vain amusements relaxes the tone of mind and weakens the morals so that many youth have but little self-control and firm principle. In his industrious life, there were no idle moments to invite temptation. No aimless hours opened the way for corrupting associations. So far as possible, he closed the door to the tempter. Neither gain nor pleasure, applause nor censure could induce him to consent to a wrong act. He was not willing to be defective, even in the handling of tools. He was perfect as a workman as he was perfect in character. By his own example, he taught that it is our duty to be industrious, that our work should be performed with exactness and thoroughness, and that such labor is honorable. The exercise that teaches the hands to be useful and trains the young to bear their share of life's burdens gives physical strength and develops every faculty. God appointed work as a blessing, and only the diligent worker finds the true glory and joy of life.